Wait, before we get into it, I will be remiss. We got to show some love to my homeboy, my family, my brother Dre, PVO Dre, PVO merch, new movement, new clothing line, new concept, new idea, new lifestyle, just positive vibes only, man. Don't come around if you're not contributing to the progression, to the positivity, to the prosperity. We got black tees with the white detail. We got white tees with the black tee detail. You can go get some right now. Go cop some. I'm about to cop some. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Sweetest Day is coming up. Somebody's birthday is coming up. Holla at your boy, my man's Dre on the gram. PVO merch. PVOMERCH. Go cop some right now. Now we can get into the episode, baby.
What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
It's funny.
Let's get to it. You ready, Zach?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 40 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am your host, as usual, TG. And as you see, we are not at home. We're not at the round table right now. We're at the headquarters for Casper Management Group, man. So shout out to the family, to the team, to the PR, Mario Moro Jr. Y'all seen the name. You may have seen the face. But just know we here. We kind of here. I mean, we here, but you don't know, but we here. So just Casper, it'll all make sense. In the house with me tonight. Actually, before I get to you, who's in the house, shout out to Zach, man. Magellan & Co., my videographer, is graduating from college this spring.
Definitely.
We out this bitch, finally. You know what I'm saying? Been in North Carolina. You down there for a year. And some change working with the Charlotte Hornets, working with Kimball Walker, man. So he got some work. We got homies in the building today, man. Just always supporting, always listening. Finally get to see how it happened from behind the scenes. I got a special guest in the house, too. But before we get to that, I'm going to run this my part of the show, because it's been a while since I've given you me, like just the regular. We ain't got no art behind us today, but we gonna get some from Marco, because he been going crazy too. And Tyreek is not here because, like, you know, he's a student athlete. It's spring season. They got community service. That nigga did a bone marrow drive on campus the other day.
They just do random shit, bro.
And good, because I've been waiting to see athletes do stuff other than play sports on campus. Like,
they just do random shit.
Where is y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because my son's school sent a paper home, and one day next month they go onto campus for like a field day type thing to play stuff with student athletes. And I sent a picture to Rika. He's like, I'm in there. I'm like, make sure you pull up because Drew's going. He's like, all right, bet. Because I ain't know like what athletes day it was mandatory for or whatever.
Right.
But because Rika's already graduated, he don't have no classes. So he just finished out his last year of eligibility.
No,
so he has
he
nothing
do.
But time.
He do.
He do what?
He got grad classes.
Oh, he did enroll. But is he full time?
I don't think so, though. I'm not sure. I ain't asking that much.
He might have said you got to be full-time to play, though, low-key.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think he full-time.
He still be stressing, low-key.
As you hear, Wolf is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Wolf, you got a hot take for us today?
Yeah, I might.
Do you? Because you...
yeah.
I do want to rehash, because you've been texting me, as usual, on your regular bull.
Bro, because it's just, I can't text nobody else with
bro,
you.
Bro, if Wolf texts me outside of any group chat, my first question is... No, the first thing I say, as soon as this bubble pop up... First thing I say is all shit.
But you know, with my first thing, when it's about to be some bullshit, I always be like, yo.
Yo, hey. And I'm like, bro, I would literally say, is this business or you on some bull? And he will like the message that says, this is some bull. And I would just put my phone down. I go back to work and I pick my phone up. And this nigga texted me the other day and he said, bro, you remember that song, That's That Shit by Snoop Dogg? And I'm like, not off the top of my head. Why? Do I need to search it? In the back of my mind, I knew where he was going with this dog. So as I'm searching a song on Apple Music, I type it in and immediately, That's That Shit featuring R. Kelly.
Hey, but it was a banger.
And Wolf says, bro, I forgot how much of a bop this was. And I'm like, bro, leave me alone, dog.
Yeah, my bad.
Every week there's an R. Kelly segment in me and Wolf iMessage thread.
Either that or some bullshit that I'm thinking about.
But Wolf, here's what I'll say. In your defense, whatever episode you gave the hot take on
with
not canceling Kells.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening was like, bro, I had that nigga all the way canceled. And Wolf gave a nice perspective. Like,
people don't really be, they just take whatever they hear and run with
it. Like, what's the point? Like, he's still broke.
we've been running this music and he's still he broke all these years. We never knew R. Kelly was broke.
Bro, he can't even, the fucked up part is, bro, he's broke. He's trying to tour in Europe because nobody will take him out here, but he can't really leave.
He can't go nowhere.
Yeah, so he's stuck.
Once the rumor came out that his bank account was in a negative, a nigga retweeted if you got more money in your account than R. Kelly. And luckily for me, I was able to retweet that day.
See, that's bogus. I ain't.
On any given day, my shit be in a negative. But you know, I'll thug it out. You know, I'll thug it out. I'll make it happen. Bro, pimper die. It's a lifestyle.
Always.
It's a lifestyle. I make a shake. Bills get paid on time. Yeah. Credit score going up.
Hey, bro. Bank account. I just texted my homies that. I'm like, bro, the credit score going up. Job looking smooth. Everything going like pie. I'm like, bro.
It's still scary though, because I got an email notification right now that says Credit Karma new score alert. And I'm always nervous because they don't tell you if it's good or bad, and you got to open it.
You got to open it.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Just tell me off bail, like, Terrence, your shit fucked up. Don't make me open the email and then click the link and then watch. I don't, just tell me, dog. Yeah. About to make me use my battery to open up this email. So let's get to it. Since we're talking about, well, we mentioned football, the NFL draft has happened.
Yeah.
It's happening. Today the last day? Ain't it 3 days? Yeah, today the last day.
Do people watch the third day for real?
Do people watch the second day for real?
That's true, too. Like, what the fuck?
Do niggas finish the first day?
Bro, do niggas, yeah, after, like, bro, what?
Because the NBA, once we get to round two, I cut it off. Once it's the vice commissioner or whatever Adam Silver used to be, I don't care no more.
Bro.
But Kyler Murray did go number one. He chose the NFL over baseball. He's going to the Cardinals. Josh Rosen got traded last night. The Cardinals starting quarterback from last season got traded to the Dolphins. But enough about the number one pick. That was almost obvious. Your Lions.
That's not. Yeah, they is
the Detroit Lions, yeah, man.
But
the Detroit. I'm going to try not to cuss because my mom gets mad at me because I be upset and so livid with the Detroit franchise.
They retarded.
And I'm going to start with the Pistons. Before I get to, like, let me sidebar to the Pistons, who I would have been happier if the Pistons did not go to the playoffs. What we go to the playoffs for?
Why?
Why do we go? Why am I mad that we went?
Yeah.
Because now the Pistons stay in that middle of the pack in the East. So we're not bad enough to get a lottery pick, but we also still not good enough. You know?
I mean, but legit, we was, I mean, yeah.
We was what? We got swept.
We was nothing.
Like,
yeah.
Bucks in three.
Yeah.
Blake came back, should have just stayed at the crib.
He definitely could have just set that up.
Bro, if I'm Blake, he came back because this is his first year in the city, right? He got traded this season, right?
Yeah.
So he came back. He can't just, okay, I feel him. He can't just hold us and be like.
He's showing like he care. I think he might get help.
He is. He's realizing that the Pistons got a bunch of bullshit going on.
Detroit.
Yeah, like one of his first or second games, he's doing a post-game interview and Reggie came up behind him laughing. And it was ironic because when he got interrupted by Reggie, he was telling the reporter that the team is not focused. And they had just lost the game. They're doing a post-game sideline press interview. And Reggie come up to him joking and, like, pouring water on his head. And Blake was just like, see, man, shit like that. Like, that's what I'm upset about.
I mean, first of all, everybody know Reggie should be gone.
Reggie and Drummond. We paying a nigga so much money to do nothing?
I mean, Drummond makes.
Drummond gets his numbers on paper. Drummond makes no impact on the game. Niggas ain't scared to drive it, Drummond, dog.
That's true. That's true.
He ain't going to make two free throws. He can't make a hook shot to save his life.
Damn, why hasn't he improved? He really just
Because
kinda, like,
he got the check.
Yeah,
what I need to improve for after you pay me. I'm locked in. And the Pistons still got to pay Josh Smith next year.
For what?
And John Lewis. We still got to pay. We paying them a combined $14.5 million next season. Two niggas has been off the roster. Josh Smith been off the roster for 4, 5, 6 years now.
They still paying him?
This is why I be upset with the Pistons.
I mean, that's Detroit, bro. Well, actually, I only watched the Red Wings. And this year, we got Slavorky.
Steve Yzerman is back in the front offices, man. Steve Yzerman is back in the city.
Oh, you really know? I was talking shit.
Yeah, no. Steve Yzerman is back in the city. You do know who Steve Yzerman is, though.
I have no idea.
Jesus. So the Red Wings have been pretty good my entire life.
Yes.
Until, like, recently.
Yeah.
Steve Yzerman was a GM in Tampa Bay. The Lightning just won the title.
Bro, you saying names?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. The listeners know. Niggas who know, no.
Niggas don't. That's the.
You don't know. Mario, you know who Steve Yzerman is?
No. Bro, niggas, he talking about niggas. How you talking about niggas know? What niggas know about this?
Man. Okay, here's the disclaimer. If you know, you know. Steve Yzerman, YZ. Y'all never seen an Yzerman jersey? YZER, number 19. Jesus.
Bro, I literally just made up a name, and that really might be somebody's name. I don't know nothing about them.
Back to the Lions, man. We drafted a tight end. First of all, I'm so mad. You know what? Y'all got faith in Matt Stafford, so y'all have him.
No, they don't. Who? Who?
Y'all have him because y'all like Matt Stafford.
Apparently. I don't.
Somebody likes Matt Stafford. We got rid of everybody in our offense but Stafford. Everybody who left has gotten better.
I wonder what's keeping him in there for real. Like, how is he still
contract?
No, but I'm like,
oh, because he's married to the owner's daughter or granddaughter or something like that.
Oh,
yeah, he in the family.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he in the family, so they got to make sure their granddaughter or daughter is well off.
That's him.
Yeah, one of them. He married to one of the four girls.
Did not know that.
Yeah, no, Stafford. He locked in. So that's some like generational wealth shit,
yeah,
right there.
That's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. This is beyond football.
Yeah,
shut up and dribble. But that's what the Lions did. We skipped out on Dwayne Haskins, who ended up dropping a 15, Ohio State quarterback. The Giants drafted a nigga from Duke, who was a zero-star recruit out of high school.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all, bro.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm not a New York football fan.
I mean, yeah, but still.
Y'all know who my team is. Brady is back for another season. Bro. We drafted an Alabama running back, and we drafted the receiver from Arizona State, who was killing us this year. Remember we played Arizona State at the beginning of the game? At the beginning of the year, Michigan State played Arizona State, and a wide receiver was getting off on our secondary.
He was.
Patriots drafted him, and then they drafted Damian Harris from Alabama, number 34. Patriots straight. Plus, they still got Brady. So, we straight.
I know Brady takes steroids.
You think so? He's still built like a bag of mashed potatoes.
Niggas that do steroids be built like that.
Nah, niggas do steroids be jacked.
No, nah, bro.
Brady must be on like some hormones, not steroids. He must be on something that's not specifically steroids.
I'm calling you out, Brady. No, I'm talking
shit. Steroids are enhancing.
But fuck them niggas, bro.
Lions. Well, we got to talk about your man.
Who my man?
Your YNW.
That's not my man.
Bro, you had us singing a song. When we in the house singing a song that day.
I did not tell
bro, somebody sing the Murder on My Mind song.
I did not.
Reek, that was you and Reek singing that song.
I was only Reek.
Reek like, the song kind of sweet. I'm like, bro, I'm mad because now I'm singing this bit.
We got Murder on My Mind.
You sound like him, too. How you sound like Big Sean and YNW?
Bro, stop. No.
No what?
No.
No what?
No to both. But
thank you, Sean. Why he acting like he don't know, dog?
I'm not doing it.
Acting like he don't know? You got the whole Big Sean soundboard.
But
and that's your man. We just talked about this before the camera. That's your man. You've been practicing them ad-libs.
That might really be what it is because when I first heard him, that's all I was listening
that's
to.
That's it. Big Super Sean. Duper Sean. That's what you was on.
Super Duper. Like, that was my dog, bro.
Well, you had about a good 8 buttons on that soundboard, too.
I did.
You was getting it. And you remembered them, bitch. That's the crazy little thing. Remembered them. Niggas would call out the number and even know what they was listening for.
Little bitch.
But you had them running.
That's it. That's the only one everybody wanted to hear anyway.
So your man is facing death penalty. YNW Melly is facing a death penalty.
He is. But I hear it's not even because of the song, per se. It's like,
bro, he got two bodies.
Yeah, but like, because you know, the bodies came after the song. Like, the song had already been
recorded. How do we
recorded.
Know?
Because, no, people know, like fans and everybody was tweeting all about it. Like, the song came out years ago before, like, two people died or whatever, and he got caught up in that case.
So he had murder on his mind and then caught two bodies.
Damn, well.
Makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, if you put it like that, yeah.
Principle, yeah, that sounds like. Yeah.
Sound like premeditated.
Well, I got a burger on my mind, and then I end up eating a burger. Don't that make sense?
That's crazy, though, but, like, the death
penalty. How old is he? He about 21, 20?
He got abbreviation, so he got to be 20.
19, 18.
Yeah, he's not over.
Did y'all see the video of his mama, like, on Instagram live? Mm. So, hit the timeline maybe yesterday. She's in a car. She's, like, sobbing and sad and shit. And you know how parents be when a kid do some shit way out of left field, now the kid is about to face a crazy amount of time in prison or the death sentence? And somehow they still want to act surprised as a parent.
Bro. Okay, so you want to talk about a hot take. Let's keep it a band. If your son or daughter is on some bullshit, don't be at their funeral saying, my baby.
You know.
No, fuck your baby.
Well, I don't even know if I could qualify that as a hot take because that's how I feel.
But that should be annoying. The pastor be up there. He was such a great. It's like, bro. Yeah. He had four bodies and he got killed in the shootout.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What is we doing?
Niggas be on pool pitch talking about he's in a better place.
Let's keep it a bed.
Yeah. First of all, he's nowhere yet if you read the Bible, but that's a conversation for another day.
Like, bro, like.
Here's my take as the parent, though. There's no way if I just be at home cussing up a storm and my son go to school cussing and the teachers call me and say, yo, your son is at school dropping F-bombs every time he drops his pencil. I can't be on the phone with the teacher acting surprised if every time I'm at home, I drop something, I say the F-word.
Yeah, they're going to do you know what I'm they saying? See.
So, but let me also say this way. Just because a parent isn't telling a kid not to do something bad or not to do bad stuff, doesn't mean that the parent is teaching the kid how not to do bad stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, repeat that.
Okay, listen. If I don't teach Drew, I can tell Drew all day not to bully.
Right.
But if I don't give him anything to do to keep his mind off of bullying, I can't be mad if he still bullies people. You got to give a child an alternative option.
Like, just say, don't do that. And they
that's
like,
it. Yeah. My kids be like, can we go outside today? And I just say, no, they're going to keep asking, can we go outside or why?
He's like, what else can we do? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. So just because you never exposed him to guns and violence and stuff, somebody did.
Somebody did, bro. You learn more from your peers than your parents.
Because you're away from, like, you in school and with the public more than you at school is 8-9 hours a day. Yeah. You come home, do homework, eat dinner, take a shower, go to bed. Then you grow up and you play sports. And then you come home, eat, take a shower, go to bed.
Yeah. Because most of my bullshit came from hanging with the homies.
Period.
For sure.
Period. My mama called. I probably should have told her I'm probably about to catch my first offense with the homies. Nah. Hey, I told y'all that.
Yeah, but you don't.
Never.
You don't.
You just catch your first offense and then your mom is blown away. But again, as a parent, you don't know your kid.
Yeah.
Your kid's routine is off. Your kid's cycle is off. Coming home later. Come home earlier. You know what I'm saying? No. All of a sudden, your kid want to be to bed on time and start going to school early. Nah, nigga. What you going to school early for? You ain't never want to go to school early before. What's going on?
Only time I went to school early, bro, so I could smoke on my way to school.
Exactly. But if all of a sudden, halfway through 11th grade, you like, I want to go to school early, but you ain't in no tutoring group.
I'm not doing shit.
You ain't doing no 6 a.m. workouts.
I'm up early with the homies smoking on the way to school.
No day ever in life are you an early bird. All of a sudden, you want to go to school early? As a parent, that should be a red flag.
Nah, but
what's going on?
But they like, okay, so he... Cause bro, my school was down the street, and I almost failed my first hour because I was late. Cause I would just get up to go smoke.
Well, if we also talked about how many high schools you went to, too.
I went to a lot. Yeah.
The fact that you went to so many schools in 4 hours, I mean, 4 years.
Been a lifetime, bro. I went to many different schools.
And yeah. you kept that pattern up when you got to college, too.
Yeah, I did. I think I'm used to like change, bro. Now in life, like I don't like.
For some people, that's a thing, though. For some people, sitting in one place too long. It's hard.
Yeah, I don't like it. I can't be in the same, doing the same. Like, nah, I got to move. I got to change.
For the record, y'all, Wolf is still in the boot.
Yeah.
For anybody, he's still in the Iron Man boot.
Still
in. And this is not just the typical boot that you're used to seeing. This boot got about 12 pieces. It got a Reebok pump on the tongue at the top. He could hoop in his boot if he want to.
But he
could also trek through the snow if he need to.
This is
a very all-purpose boot.
I'd be in the club with this boot. I'm
bro, at this point, that's like a single dad in the park with his kids. Like, you got the boot. It's a conversation starter.
Oh, yeah. This for sure be the one.
At this point, you just need, like, Marco. Let Marco airbrush that bitch or something.
Everybody keeps saying that. I'm not about to bedazzle this boot, bro. That's dead.
Bro, that mug be. Because, I mean, it kind of looked like a foam posit on the left right there.
Bro, but why is it this big, though? That's the thing.
You got baby legs, too.
Bro, like.
It probably ain't that big on a regular size person.
No, actually, because at first we was like, just give me the small, because we was thinking like, you'll be small.
You small, wear the small boot.
But yeah. I got long feet, so
why you going to
let
me call you small on this?
I mean, I'm big, but not in the sense of like weight.
Pause.
And nothing like that, like colossal, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just to be safe, pause.
Weezy said that, y'all don't know. But anyway, nigga.
Y'all don't know.
But yeah, so I had to get the medium, and this bitch is extra long.
I'm about to
no
say, that's
reason.
A medium?
Yeah, this is a medium boot, yeah.
Wolf thought you were a 9?
No, 10.5.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, your body is disproportionate.
Yeah, yes, sir.
How tall are you? 5'4"?
Hold up. First of all, bro, I'm like 6'6 mentally. That's first and foremost.
Colossal.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying?
5'4 is a reach, you not?
5'4 is definitely not my height.
How tall are you?
6'6.
Bro, you how tall are you, dog?
No, honestly.
Bro,
God,
let me ask you this.
God, yeah, you feel me? I'm probably like 5'8", 5'7".
Because I'm 5'9".
Hey, no, real shit, I really don't know my height. I would say 5'6".
What do your license say?
Shit, I just put anything.
Bro, I be tired of niggas lying.
But I'm like, bro, I legit just...
I added a quarter of an inch on my license, bro. The fact that even that they will let you lie on license is crazy.
I'm
like,
about to start putting 6'6".
You just measure me and you going to let me put some different shit on my license, dog.
Bro, I'm going to put 6'6" and then hand it over to them.
They don't even measure you. They just ask you how tall are you.
They say. Like,
what color your eyes? I'm about to start saying blue. Next time I get my shit up there, I'm going to change my eye color to blue.
Bro, that's weird.
No, I'm not, because that just mean every time I get flicked, it's bad because my shit don't match up.
Oh, you got
this
color,
isn't you.
Color contacts.
The fuck? Look at the picture. What you mean that ain't me? That is me. They fucked up my license. I just ain't got to fix shit. In good news, Wolf, you sent me a link about a church, man.
Yeah.
And they spent $2.2 million on what?
shit, on medical bills for local families, bro.
Instead of doing what?
Instead of Easter, their Easter service.
$2.2 million on medical bills. First of all, let's talk about what fucks your credit up the most. Medical bills.
Yeah. I know.
First of all, medical bills don't hit your credit until like 4 years later. You done forgot all about it. Man. Forgot you was ever in the hospital for 3 months of your life.
I'm trying to stay on it.
And a body cast. You feel like ain't nothing happening. You get that bill for $80,000. And they want that in $845 increments a month. And all of a sudden, your credit is shot.
Yeah.
This church took $2.2 million in payment. Shout out. What's the name of this church, Tevin?
White People's Church.
Pathway Church.
Yeah.
Where is that?
I have no idea. I just thought that
instead of spending to promote their Easter service. That's a nice church. Church is like a school.
It's one of them big churches, though, that like
one of the mega boys.
Probably like
really, I mean, if you got $2.2 million to spend, it's big enough. But it's colossal.
But you got churches like mega churches out here that's not doing that.
Talk about it. Say how you feel.
That shit, I really hate that shit.
In the
bro.
City.
Yeah, in the city. Everywhere.
I'm
bro.
Not gonna say nothing.
Pastors be on some scam shit. This is my thing, bro. Like,
is this a hot take? No, it's not. Everybody feels this way.
Nah, bro.
A lot of people feel this way. A lot of people are upset. The communities are upset.
Yeah.
Because you got these big churches in the middle of the block, in the middle of the neighborhood.
But they still be full every Sunday.
I wouldn't say full. You got to start going to church tour, Wolf.
So my uncle made me go to a church with him. I don't remember what it was, bro. So I'm at the church. I don't remember. Dog, the church had ATMs. I walked in this bitch. I said, bro.
Oh, that's different.
Why am I here?
That's different.
Like, bro, they had ATMs.
Only place that got ATMs is malls, banks. Strip clubs.
They had ATMs, bro. They was like, yeah. So if you don't got a check or if you don't got cash, we do got the ATM. Because, you know, they get you riled up. They get you going.
They get you riled up.
No, I'm talking about the people, like, praising them and everything. Then they be like, all right.
Praising them and everything.
All right, commission time.
Like, that's what you're not supposed to do at church.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they getting off, though.
Bro, my granddad used to say, I got $20 in my pocket and I plan on staying there.
Yeah, me too.
He would go to church with $20 and would never touch the $20.
I just put my hand over it. Like, when they come my way, I just want to put my hand over it. Praise them. You feel me?
And then, praise them. Praise them.
Pass it down.
Praise them.
Yeah, that's it.
That's crazy.
I'm not.
You never feel bad?
No.
That you don't put money in it? I feel bad a little bit.
I do once in a while. I did once in a while.
You know what?
Younger.
I feel bad when offering is first announced. Like, it's offering time. That's when I first feel bad. By the time the bucket get in front of me, I'm like, all right, here you go, dog.
Hey, did your church used to have an offering song?
Yeah, not like, an offering song.
Pay your tithes.
No, not see, no, not that. Yeah, like, no, not that. Your church had one of them. Yeah. No, we would just sing a regular gospel song during tithes and offering.
No, bro, I was like, this is. But when you grow up, you're like,
you
like this.
You went
crazy.
To a club church. Like, you went. They be getting you mentally, Wolf.
Nah, they ain't getting me.
I got $20 in my pocket, and I plan. He don't want to say no names. We're gonna talk about it off the record.
But this is why I don't be wanting people like
claim he don't remember.
Claim what the church.
No, go ahead.
You know, I be like when I know somebody and they be like they become a pastor or something like that. I be kind of looking at
you got pastor side. Friends.
They not my friends per se, but it's niggas that I knew that was like
you know living that life. They probably still living that life.
Exactly.
I was watching Chicago PD the other day. They was trying to solve a case and they said the church is a good place to launder money.
It is.
How do you know?
All right, look. So a couple years ago, bro.
People be knowing.
Couple years ago, bro, I really...
Are you about to incriminate everybody in the room right now?
No, not at all. Okay. I ain't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. But a couple years ago...
I don't even like how this is. Yeah, bro. I don't like this, dog. Right,
we're talking
like,
about,
yeah,
we're
man.
Talking about
I got kids
camera.
I got to be here for.
We're talking about off camera, bro.
Yeah, Wolf know... And Wolf always know somebody, bro. Wolf know a lot of people. Bro, 10 different, but Wolf good in every circle he's in. That's the crazy part, right?
Don't say nothing else. You're right.
People with authority listen to this up to this podcast.
You feel me?
That's all we're gonna do. No, we're not telling that story. Zach wants to hear the story, but we can't now while the camera's rolling, the mic's on.
Yeah, we can tell.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been enjoying any of these episodes, man, tgthehost.com. Go over there, subscribe. First of all, shout out to everybody who bought a wash hoodie.
Yeah.
Please, thank you. Shout out. The hoodies are sold out. We got t-shirts coming next. Golly.
I got somebody hoodie in my car that I might keep. I might just cash out from $50.
You gotta talk to Doggy Bone about that.
No, I'm
you
waiting.
You gotta talk to Doggy Bone about that.
If he ain't there tomorrow, I swear I'm gonna just cash out from $50.
Yeah, we gotta, hold on, man. Good cream, daddy. Can we see this, Z? Good cream. little up boy. Yeah, this the second release, man. We dropped the red and the gray, sold them out 39 minutes. Yeah.
We just sold out of these and the blue. Anybody got blue on it here?
No.
I got one in the car, man.
No, don't worry about that, Wolf. Don't bring that up no more, man. Los, Wolf trying to
depot your hoodie, bro. I play it, Los.
TGTheHost.com, man. The People's Choice Podcast on Instagram. TPCPOD on Twitter. Y'all know where to find me. Shout out to blurredvision.us. Y'all go use my promo code TG10. Support black business, man. Hey, real quick. We about to go chop it up. My guest is here. She in the building. She feeling good. She got some things she want to say to y'all.
Looking good. Feeling good.
I'm married.
I'm single.
Hey, man, let's go, man. Let's see where we at, man. Let's see where we at.
I mean, you could just rerun that walkthrough.
Drew, what are you doing?
I mean,
let me tell you,
you can just, I'm saying, y'all can just run the walkthrough back.
when I'm listening to the radio, pretend like I'm the host for the radio station. He said that's how he used
to. And to be quite honest,
it don't matter. It could be him.
To be quite honest, the radio, you know what to say already. Bro, they say the same thing. I only get 15-second drops. They say the same thing.
Shout out to Cardi B. She got a new single out right now.
No, a lot of them do too much, but for the most part.
Like, first of all.
Detroit radio station, the song that just went off, the song that's about to come on. Where we at tonight?
This is my thing. For one, you can't even hear me. When I be talking to my, I don't even have, like, a hosting voice.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't believe it, though.
What you mean?
A lot of people think they do well and... like in large venues with a lot of people, we can't hear you.
No. And I learned that at my second twerking tequila. I tried to talk on the microphone. Nobody heard me.
Like, I've co-hosted with women and the people in the show were like, you kind of overpowered her, but not on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Her voice is too light.
Yeah, it just doesn't hold
weight. And I tried to, like, one time, like, here lately when I do talk on the microphone, like, I try to dumb my voice down and, like, talk.
No, yeah, you just got to let it go for
sure. That ain't me. That ain't my lane. And I'm not interested.
One, two. Yeah.
Which button is it?
It's that little red button.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to say, just give it to her and let her put that mug back. A little.
I ain't got fancy microphones like you. Is it recording me?
Hey, Lauren. Amazon.
These little things? I don't need this shit.
Oh, shit. Amazon. Everything we got is Amazon.
Y'all like
a little bit. You can pull your mic. Yeah, feel free to.
This is a lot.
Boom. Is it? I mean, if you gotta loosen it up, here go your knobs right here, man. Just lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
My hair look okay, you know, crazy.
We got a few flyaways, keeping it a buck 50.
Hair laid, face beat.
You know, I do it all myself. I do all my own stunts.
Yeah, she be going crazy for sure on the story. Me and she do the little time lapse video, so you see the whole shit.
She wouldn't be believing me when I say, "Oh, I do this myself." Nah, don't break the wall.
The clock ain't even on, though, so if it falls, it's okay. It ain't like we dependent. It ain't like we dependent on that for nothing. Mario, y'all should put some batteries in there, so I'll make sure it works.
Where is it?
Where's take it off?
Hmm. Of me? I'll just, you know, just, sorry.
I feel like the girl at the ball. Don't mind who's that. Been no. There too long.
Lauren, say something else.
I'm from East 7 Mile.
Yeah, talk at that East volume.
East 7 Mile.
Yeah. This bitch.
Talk like you mean it.
I'm a thug.
Oh, well, yeah, I said say it like you mean it, so that's...
Okay. Oh, it ain't none, okay?
Well, the first part was true. The thug part may or may not be.
I am a thug. I don't play no shit.
Maybe.
I handle my line at parties.
I don't.
Okay?
Bro, but you have a cult following, Lauren. You got like a...
People keep saying that. You got like who is my cult, bro?
Bro. Not it, bro. It's just like...
People are like, you got a cult following. No. People be under your pictures, like, yeah, ready to suck your... Like, yeah, I'm like,
on,
whoa.
Yeah, wait till the cameras come on, because I got a lot to give you for that.
Like, what is the cult?
I can't give the good stuff right now.
I'm about to get on live. Can I get on live? No.
Yes. You sit on live?
Can I get on live?
TG?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine.
I've been contemplating that every episode. Like, do I want to do a live?
I brought it up, but I was just thinking about it.
It just ain't, like, been like an aha moment for me yet.
But I think, because that's the shit where, like, people were talking about they want to actually have something to say while we record it.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, but I'm
yeah, I gotta wait. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I gotta wait. Because then we would go live from the podcast page and the followers ain't
nothing.
Yeah.
All right, so what were you thinking?
Push that toward me. Yeah. Can I reach it? Yeah, right here.
Is this blocking my face?
No, never.
Maybe.
Lauren just admitted that she don't watch no episodes.
Of what?
Can this turn this way?
I do!
Okay.
I mean, I watched the one with
you asked
CD.
Was it blocking your face? And I'm like, you saw our face?
I think that's what really got people like in tune.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew that. Sure. I knew that.
And I saw a second of the...
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew CP was going to like turn it
that's
up.
That's why I brought Les. I was like, it was like 10 people at the table. So I was like, here go.
With CP?
Yeah,
we was deep. Yeah, but Reed.
We was deep in that bitch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, y'all can get laid.
We damn near had an audience that night.
Oh, shit. All right,
we in there. Are all the cameras on? I don't know.
Hey, some story about that song. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that might be before Mario time.
Because.
As a child.
But I know.
That's when I stayed off Plymouth in Mansfield. It was a
Plymouth and Mansfield. Wow.
Doing a runaway. It
was
a chase.
My God. What kind of story?
In a car.
I hate Wolf so much.
And the nigga was driving down Mansfield, nigga. And so he was banging that song, though.
Your life like, is a GTA game.
Mission, bro. Like, the whole storyline is. I got stories. But that. All of Wolf's stories are never first person.
No, that's a first person story.
Nigga, you wasn't a driver?
No.
I mean, yeah, all of, yeah, from your perspective, but it's like you're always telling the story of somebody else.
I ain't telling my shit. All right.
Can you hear my audio good?
Oh, we gonna push the mic up.
Oh, man, that's enough. I don't like
you. You see them levels. You gotta Jill Scott the mic a little bit.
Ugh.
I said a little bit.
Okay.
You gotta get comfortable with the mic.
Never. I do the work. I don't
but I know one thing.
So this hook up to your garage band.
Baby,
and you record on your garage band. I was recording my audio on my iPhone for a second, and then I got that little video roll.
With the little boom mic joint. We gotta get some boom mics.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. How much them go for?
Woo!
Depends on the level.
Yeah, depending on like if you're trying to get the big daddy that you like. Yeah. Or if you just want like one like that.
Nah, we need like a V-Pipe.
When we got you know.
Yeah, that's another person.
No, you can get a stand.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, no, for sure. It stands for everything in this world.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, everything. Nothing is here.
I got a little studio at home, so I be like.
Mario Senior don't know, but Cuz about to get moved about this office, and this is about to turn into a, you know.
A content office.
This whole suite about to turn into Casper.
That's what I did to my basement. Turned it into a little content thing that I barely use.
Yeah.
That
would be dope. Hope your dad close to retirement because.
He don't mean this bitch not.
Oh, yeah, because Cuz up out of here. Really? He's still working out the crib or the other spot?
This nigga just be on the move.
Yeah, we up.
If he got to work, it's an email from his phone or like call. Yeah. But
it could be here. It really
just be here. You ready? Yeah, on all fronts? Yeah. All right, quiet on the set.
That was mine.
Drew, hush. All right, man, we back. Still episode 40, I hope. I think I had to go pay some bills, take my son to the bathroom, take myself to the bathroom, move some stuff around. As you see with me, y'all, I have, okay, hold on. How do I want to do this? Because I have, let's call her first and foremost because it's happening right now, Miss the founder, the creator, the mother of Twerk and Tequila. First,
absolutely.
The curator, like in the city right now. I don't even want to throw the female disclaimer on that because everybody can do everything right now. But Lauren shitting on a lot of niggas who've been around, right?
He said that, not me.
Yeah, no. I can say that. She's not trying to burn no bridges, but I've known Lauren since 2010 in college. She lived, what floor did you live on?
Third floor. However,
and I was on four. Okay, yeah, I can't remember if you was above or below me.
I was in room 313.
We helped loft your bed.
You sure did.
Freshman year.
You didn't even know me.
Yeah, no, I don't know how that happened. But as you see, man, I have Connect with Lowe. I have Miss Twerk and Tequila, the mother of. Lauren booked me for a party last November. She called me. Actually, on my birthday. You didn't even know it was my birthday. We had the whole conversation, and you called me back. She called me on my birthday last year and was like, yo, I'm doing this party in November. I got Mo Beats on it. I want you to host it. And I'm like, first of all, I'm going to host it because you called me. Second of all, fuck yeah.
I mean, you did a party before that.
But that didn't happen until last minute.
Yep.
The Migos joint.
Yep.
That didn't happen until last minute.
You right. Okay.
You called me in August. It was like, it's happening in November, the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty much doing a party to thank everybody who supported me. Because you had a dog-ass run last year.
Yeah, I did.
Dumb, just out of nowhere, boom. Credit to the cult following that we're going to get to later. She calls me an aug, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely, man. She's like, well, how much you charge? You're actually the first person I raised my price on.
Wow. He did that to me.
Yeah, once you said Mo Beast, I'm like, oh, she got some bread. But what happened was, she was like, say your number. I looked up at God. I was in my office. I looked up at the Lord. It was all about 2.5 seconds, 300. All right. Send me the invoice for the deposit. Bet.
Yeah, I pay people for
that. Nigga, I text my wife immediately like, nigga, Lauren just texted me. We got a gig. Thanksgiving Eve. So if we wasn't going home, we going home now.
Yep.
Bro, months passed. I ain't hear nothing about this party. She called me to do a different party at the same spot in September. Mm-hmm. September 8th, actually. because that Friday I drove down. But here's why I remember the date, because that Friday I drove from Lansing to host Tony's comedy show. Then I went back to Lansing, and then I came back down Saturday to do your party.
Well, you was traveling.
Because, you know, the wife, I ain't about to, everybody, let's go home. You know, so she don't feel like, oh, I'm going, this is work, come back, boom, easy. Plus, that keeps me from not drinking too much. So we rocked the Migos party, had that bitch banging. Migos Madness, a tribute joint, went up. The Thanksgiving party, though, she had Liftoff, Mo Beats. I was the only host.
Was it another? No, was it two DJs?
Two DJs and me,
yep,
at L Club. And when I tell y'all, as well, Sean was there too. Bro, we was in L Club wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder. Like, I refused to leave the stage because y'all was in there just like slaves. Y'all was in there like slaves.
It was a little tight.
And it was tight for them, not us. It was tight. You know, we were straight. But that mug was dumb. And I think that was the moment for a lot of people that was like, yo, whatever her name is on, I'm there. That was it.
Pretty much.
That night, Thanksgiving Eve, because you had a range of people. It wasn't like all our age group. Mm-mm. Like, I had people coming there who was like 30. Yeah, walked in there and was coming to dap me up. I'm like, why the fuck are you here? And was in their turn. And yep, then we had people that was probably like 21.
21, yep.
Just, was it 21 and up?
Mm-hmm.
In there. Going dumb. I said, you know what? If Lauren called me to host on Christmas Day, I'm going to consider it. I don't do holidays, but at this point, that's a lot of eyes on me.
Them usually the best time to do events.
Yeah, when everybody home. For sure. I say all that to say, if you don't know who this is, for whatever reason, you're about to find out.
It's me.
Lauren, we're not going to put your last name out there.
It's already okay. Out there.
Where you from, La?
The east side of Detroit, East 7 Mile and Van Dyke, to be exact.
Which is why you went to Winans Academy.
Yes. I went there from 2nd to 12th grade.
Whopper.
Wait, pause.
Oh.
Get laid.
Oh, all these?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Alexis? Alexis, I didn't say
no.
That.
I ain't trying to take nobody's man.
Nah, not shit. I'm
it's cool. It's a twerking tequila tradition to get laid. So just
that's why I don't go. It's exactly why I don't go. But since we bearing gifts, yeah, the young banana cream.
Banana cream.
That's the first time the good wash daddy. As much as she be out and partying and moving, she still be sleepy by 9 o'clock.
I do. That's why I throw a day party so I can go to bed.
She also be on the timeline by 7 in the morning.
Yep. So, wake up usually about 6 or 7.
To do what?
To meditate and work out.
And that's every day?
Yep.
Consistently. How long has that been
usually
happening?
Usually Monday through Friday. Sometimes Fridays are my off day, so I don't get up on Fridays. But Monday through Thursday specifically are my get up and meditate and go work out.
You do what? Everything at home? No. You going to the gym? You be at Jabs?
Yeah, I be at Jabs Monday through Thursday for the most part.
These bitches don't scratch your neck. It's like a wool sweater.
But no, I have a lot of things that I have to do, and I have a lot of clients. So in order to keep myself at 100%, that's my treat to myself every morning. It's just to take time to think and do my self-care.
What are you?
What you mean?
You got clients. You throw events.
That's the one question
I hate.
You
hold a camera.
I do. I just do everything. I'm a Detroit's person to get shit done.
Damn near A&R. Another person with the bypass.
I'm Detroit's queen of getting shit done. So I just do everything. You can call me to pretty much do.
How do you balance this, though?
No job. I do this shit on my own.
Yeah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I have time for myself. I told the Lord I didn't want to work and see fit that I don't.
So how do you prioritize getting shit done? Is it like what's coming up first? Is it which client is this for? Because you're moving around with the APX,
mm-hmm.
Super Kane, Earl, Joe,
yep.
You with them heavy.
I'm the studio mom, basically. So I'm there again to just make sure if something's lacking, I'm there to pick it up.
You're like a free safety.
Yeah, just so if somebody wherever. Need a manager for a day of show, I'm going to manage them that day of the show. Dang. If they need day on hands for an event, I'm that person.
You shoot videos now?
I'm shooting their videos and their content when they need me. Like, I'm just that filler. Like, whatever job we can't pull somebody in to do, who, or we pull somebody in and they not doing a good job, I'm gonna come in.
Just a little bump out the way. Cause I'll probably hit you at the end of last year. Cause you dropped the website.
Yep.
You have finally dropped the website, and I remember hitting you up saying about time, because you was like, the wave was crazy. Mm-hmm. And there was no central hub for all things you.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm on a website. I'm like, clients. I'm looking at the clients. I'm like, well, shit, how do I become a client? And that's when you was like, you need PR.
Yeah.
The Lord did what he did. Mario happened. Casper is a thing.
He has PR now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get to your level at some point, but there's a... When did you decide to start, like, having things, having events, having functions?
Ooh.
How did that? Was this an accident?
To back up, to answer your question, on paper, I'm a personal assistant and an event producer.
Okay.
And now a content creator.
An ambiguous general.
I'm producer. All of those things at once.
Then why do you hate the question, what are you? You got to answer.
I mean, it's
a legit answer.
It's so many in-betweens to that. Because I can do hair. I can do makeup. I can build
those are like,
house. I can paint the walls if I need to. I painted my bedroom walls. Like, I can do everything.
So, like, those are like your trades, your skills. Like, yeah. If there were
but
no
I
more.
I earn off those, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if the whole economy crashed, you could still do hair and makeup.
Yep.
And people have nowhere to go.
$1 billion industry, and I have no problem tapping into it if I want to. But I just do that for myself.
So let me back up, too. We met in college. When did you graduate?
2014.
Michigan State. What did you get your degree in?
Advertising with a concentration in social media management.
So unlike other people, you kind of still in the lane of your degree.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, there's some elements of obviously advertising and obviously social media.
Yeah.
Because you absolutely have social media on L's. How? I don't know. Social media is a mystery, man.
It's a science.
You be Googling shit. You be looking shit up.
You got to study the science behind your own social
media. The numbers and all of that stuff. The analytics. But you don't have a job.
Nope.
So you have time to do that. Mm-hmm. So your homework is you.
Yep.
You research you and figure out when you happen.
Yep.
And you've taken that and applied it to all the new shit for you to sell out in... an hour,
pretty much.
How much was the twerking tequila tickets for the one that's coming up or this year? The
one that's coming up, they started at $15. So I'll be very transparent with my numbers. I did 50 $15 tickets, and then $170 $20 tickets. So what's that?
It's 220. 50 and 170?
No, I'm not telling the truth. In total, I've sold 250 tickets.
Already?
Yeah.
Because you do, for Twerk Tequila, you go inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
And I didn't want to, like, the venue.
You've
like,
been before.
Yeah.
And it's an experience.
How much? I want to look at my numbers.
Wow. Well, for you as a nigga, did you go to the first one?
It might have been the first. I can't remember.
Because the first one was at L Club too, right?
Yep.
You're the reason that people know what L Club is.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because then you told me you like that's a residency.
Pretty much. I have access to the venue.
You got a key?
I don't have a key.
But you called a nigga with the key.
I want to tell you the numbers so I can make sure that I'm being honest as hell.
Because you get harassed on the timeline about tickets being gone.
And
when they open it up again.
Sold.
Hey, listen, man, for the people who don't know Lauren is one of the nicest people you'll ever be in the same room with. There is nothing aggressive about Lauren. Even when, like, the event is in the climax moment, she'd be chill. Like, she'll be nervous. She'll be, like, anxious about if the shit gonna pop or not. But she's never, like, fuck this, you boy. Like, there's never, like, a diddy moment with her. She just be
okay,
real,
here
like...
We go.
She got the numbers.
50 $15 tickets, $120 $20 tickets. So that was the first day of sales.
And how quick
that's
did
that go? What's that? 180
170.
That's 170
God
tickets.
God damn it, college grad.
I did that. Yeah, my mental math is bad. I did that in 24 hours. So how many was that?
170.
I did 170 ticket sales in 24 hours.
And what's the capacity?
The capacity at L Club.
When you do inside and outside.
When you do inside and outside, you can do about 700.
Oh.
So then a week later, I released another 80 tickets. Those sold in 4 hours.
Bro, I missed every ticket.
Niggas got to stop waiting to the last minute for everything, bro.
And then the crazy thing is I had so much strategy ready. Like, I still had to do email rollout. I didn't do it because my ticket.
You was gone. It was nothing to roll out. Yeah, it's nothing to email.
I was like, oh, because I was like, okay, this going to ride out for like this first 170 tickets. That's going to go, yeah, a week.
So you ain't want to just still email everybody like, hey, we sold out. Thanks for supporting me. What if the people who get the email was one of the people who bought the tickets? You don't want to. Because you're going to have another thanks for retweeting my shit party, and that's how you're going to say thank you. That was the party, bro, and it was dumb.
It was called thank you for retweeting my shit.
It was dumb. That was a long-ass title.
I don't know. I didn't think this far in advance. Like, I didn't think they was going to sell like this.
Sold out. There's nothing else to thank. See you at the party.
Pretty much. And then I only dropped it on Facebook. I mean, I only dropped it on Instagram, and I only dropped it on Twitter. I didn't drop it on my emails. I didn't drop it on Facebook. I didn't print out no posters and tag card. I wanted to do all of that.
This is when I knew she was really about, like, the social media part. When we did the party in November, she might have sent me the flyer on, like, a Tuesday or Wednesday. She was, like, Friday at 10 a.m. That's when it was dropping.
You got to know you got to know the right time to drop.
No, most niggas, as soon as that bitch
they
done.
They drop it whenever. You got to have.
Then you
got to
post three different versions because shit getting edited. Yeah. Somebody's like, bro, that's wrong. No. Like,
I had my Sparkin' Tequila flyer months. I put in my order in January.
Put my graphics. That bottle is genius. John did that?
Yes.
Yeah, he be snapping. John be snapping, dog.
I do. I'm very strategic with everything that I do.
She sent me the flyer. She was like, Friday 10 a.m. Then she was like, because everybody start getting their individual flyers. And I'm at the crib, and I'm scrolling. I'm like, hey, man, hold on. I ain't say nothing, though. She texts me like, your flyer coming. It's like, it's literally on the way right now.
Yeah.
And then within like 20 minutes, it was like, boom. I'm like, all right, now I feel like I'm a part of this bitch. Like, because the flyer was just, it was just black. And it just had everybody's names. Mm-hmm. Like, hosted by TG. I'm like, damn, niggas.
And the reason
a lot of niggas still don't know who TG is.
The reason why I did that is because at first, that was going to be the original flyer. But, like, the closer it got to the event, I don't think people knew it was a party.
Yeah, because there was no details on it.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I was like, okay, I have to change my strategy. And so that's when I gave everybody their own graphic. And I got, like, some, I called it Big Thanks instead of Thank You.
Yeah. Because Thank You for, that's a long-ass hashtag. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, when big things dropped, I'm like, thank the Lord, because I needed a shorter hashtag for sure. That's when I knew she was like, there's a method to this madness. Friday 10 a.m., your flyer's coming, don't post it, don't, like, this is it right here. And then I met Mario, and y'all are, like, two of the same insane, like, everything has to be right here, right now, at this angle.
Absolutely.
With the sun is hitting a shadow like this. If it don't happen at this moment, we got to scrap the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, man, just let me know.
That's how you sell out when they get on the mic. Hours.
Just let me. To that credit, my first batch of hoodies sold out in 39 minutes.
Yep.
To that exact credit. And that's why I was like, that ain't the shit that I want to think about. I just want to get right here. I want to talk my shit. I want to make the people who don't talk, talk. Because you've been talking. Just that fast. You said you ain't want no.
Praise the Lord. But maybe because I know you, it's a little different.
It's something. But I've had people who don't know me get on this bitch and get to going. It's just, you know, just people's choice, man. That's why people come here.
Period.
But
now imagine doing that all yourself.
No. I don't want to.
The strategy.
I don't want to. Yeah. No, that's tough.
I do the curation. I do that's the promotion. Tough.
I get stressed out when I got a bunch of group chats about one event with different people. I don't like that.
Oh, one event.
Bro, she's gonna come on my show and shit on me. Like, this is the third time a nigga came on my shit.
I'm doing so much at once, it's crazy. I don't even understand how my brain operates for me to be able to.
You don't have a job. How crucial is it for you to not have a 9-to-5?
First of all, I tried to get a job and nobody would hire me.
Because?
I don't know.
You ain't no interviews?
No, I would go on interview. I'm the type of person, if I go on an interview, I know who you are.
Right.
I know your
favorite
sport.
So you intimidate
them.
Yeah, that's why you ain't no job.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's imitating. Another black woman who come in there and know too much, say too much to them.
And, like, I was nailing it. Like, I knew. And they would be like, no, okay. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So I just ended up doing, like, freelance stuff. And I had a job. I managed a company. And I just didn't enjoy it because it wasn't my business.
Tell me about it. And companies want sheep. They want you to come in, move when they say move.
I was working.
Do what they say do.
6 days a week and only having that one day to recoup my time.
And do yourself.
And that one day was Sunday and ain't nothing moving.
Yeah, anymore. No, nothing at all. That was everybody's relaxed day.
And so it was like, okay, yeah, no, I don't enjoy this. I told the Lord, if I get 2 months of rent to finish off my rent, I'm out.
You gonna make a shake. And my
dad called me and gave me some money.
Ooh. Shout out to the daddies.
And he didn't even, like, I hadn't asked for no money.
Shout out
to
the daddies who take care of the kids.
He gave me some money, and I was like, I'm quitting my job.
Be transparent with those numbers.
It was a dance.
So, because I remember you announcing you was doing something, and you didn't have a car. Mm-hmm. So you was doing a lot of running around, a lot of working with no vehicle.
Last year.
In the city. But still every day making a shake.
Because it's no excuses.
Ever.
I did the same thing at State. My senior year, I had 6 jobs, no car.
Okay, hold on.
6. Hold on. I had 2 in each. I was working with 2. I was working with you and Mod.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working with Early Mac. I had a bartending gig. I was a intercultural aide. I did hair. And it was something else. I worked at a desk somewhere. Or I was doing. It was
in the dorm somewhere?
Yeah. Or like a desk person. I had a legit 6 jobs and 13 credits.
Your whole senior year?
Yes.
Made it.
And I had.
And you graduated in 4 years?
Yep. Because I never took a break.
Summers. Bro.
I don't be hearing people when they have excuses because there should not be none.
Well, I'm not going to tell my story. I'm not going to talk about how we got pregnant and all, you know. None of my shit matters. I got.
It do.
No. Ain't still, no excuses.
You still are doing what you're supposed to do and you're still fulfilling your course. So that's commendable.
It's a process. But
when people tell me that they want to work with me and they can't get somewhere, it's like.
I just told a nigga at the last recording, bro. Go finish school. You didn't already. You've done too much school to not.
If you
want to
be in this industry, you got to figure out a way.
And this industry is scary too. What is your relationship like? Because you work closely with B. Brown, mm-hmm. Brittany Brown. What's that? How she influenced you, encouraged you, cut into you, got you together? What's that like? How long have y'all been working, knowing friends? Cause she go hard for you too. You throw some shit, she go hard for you. Like
that's my girl.
She let niggas know. Like if there's a chick in the city. Making shit happen is this one.
Yeah, it's me. No, that she my girl. We actually have she dates my friend. And so when we had little functions, she would be there just, you know.
With him.
Yep. And one day she just emailed me like, I need your services. And I'm like, boom, okay, cool. Easy.
Cause you knew who she was. Mm-hmm. Of course. A lot of people did. A lot of people do.
And I'm like, okay.
And that was it.
What you need, yeah.
And y'all been rocking and rolling since then.
Yeah, and I pretty much just handle her. I'm her virtual self. So,
cause you a virtual motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, like
I don't know how
anything like her email communication, sometimes her scheduling. I'm just
you are. That's crazy.
And she give me plays. Like if somebody you need to go contact this person, you need to do this. You need to switch this with your brand. You need to.
That's what you telling people no, on that's her. What, that's what she's telling you. Me. So y'all two still have very much so a working relationship.
Yep.
And a friendship, and y'all still have separate entities.
Yes,
it's possible. Because that's another thing that the city is like, and we talked about this with Raph. There's a lot of like the shift from every nigga for themselves to a lot of collaborating right now.
It shouldn't be for yourself. That's not how you grow. That's not true leadership.
And there's a ton of like with our age group specifically, maybe a year or two over us, a lot of the creatives have really like, yo, I know dog just because like from college. Mm-hmm. That's a good person. You know what I'm saying? We was cool. Like there was never, I never heard nothing bad about this person. They got some new shit. Let's make it work.
Yep.
And that's really been the shift in the city right now, and it's very noticeable. It's very obvious because we've never seen this many people in the same, everybody going to everybody's shit, everybody reposting and retweeting and like, bro. But I honestly think
I'm thankful.
You know, a lot of your shit started that.
What you mean?
There are people who, because you go on the timeline and you search twerking tequila. Mm-hmm. And you respond to people who don't follow you, who you don't follow. Well, they have no idea who's throwing this event. They just see it on their timeline.
Yep.
And one of your techniques is to search the title of your shit.
Every day when I'm sitting there.
And respond to people, give people answers, give people clarification.
That's top tier customer service.
That right there is what put a lot of your shit over the top. Because your shit was being talked about by people who, one, had never been to your shit, mm-hmm. but they trust the people who retweeting it.
People of influence.
Or just their friend.
Yeah.
Like, if this is my nigga, and they, because they know somebody who win, or, you know what I'm saying, they friend popped up in a promo video that also went dumb.
Yeah.
Man. Do you got a camera following you 24/7? Obviously not. Yes, obviously. Shit. Right,
I usually get I've been trying to get more content of myself, but pretty much I record myself a lot because I started vlogging last year.
Yes.
So that people could see like
how you make shit happen. Why are you telling people how to get shit done?
Because everybody can do it for themselves.
They can.
Yeah, and people, it all goes back to them excuses. People be making excuses.
You know what?
I try to show the not so easy. Like, I'm still not, it's still not glitz and glam for me. I still stay in my mama's house, my bumper falling off my car, like, all of that stuff. But, I mean, I don't care.
The car moves.
It do. I'm here to tell the real story. It's so many people that just like, oh, I now have this Mercedes Benz.
Right. And they're satisfied. They're content.
It's like, I'm showing you the work. I'm showing you the real tea of how you really get to this level. Like, last year, I wasn't here. Like,
but last year was a crazy year for you.
It was a crazy year after May 5th, 2018.
That was the first Twerking Tequila.
Yep.
You had a wild year.
I did.
When you called me and said, I want you to do the party with Mo Beats, I told a certain number of niggas, and I had homies in New York that was like, yeah, she's killing this year. Now, he's from the city. TJ, work with my, when you was.
Okay, yeah.
So, he's from the city, of course, but he was like, bro, she having a dumb year. I'm like, bro, I'm on this bitch.
It's about to go wilder this year.
Okay, well, stick around. So now, how do you, because there's going to be people that hear this and watch this, and there's still going to be a lot of, like, what the hell is Lauren? How do I incorporate Lauren into what I'm doing? What's the consultation process? Who is your assistant? Who's handling your life?
I don't have one.
Who's filtering your emails and your text messages and your inquiries?
That's
because
why I got 370 some unread texts.
Bro, that's why I got to tweet you like, bro, if you don't respond to this message, dog.
Oh, no, I have 365 unread text messages. I have about 8 email inboxes that I read regularly.
Do you prefer email communication?
No, I like to talk on the phone.
You do.
I have
because I hate talking.
One, I have 3 personal emails, 1 client email. So I'm in about 4 or 5 emails right now.
Can I get all them emails off of your website?
No.
So where's your like?
I don't have a protege.
You are like a Rubik's cube.
Maybe.
Of a person. Did you know you would end up this way? Was this the plan?
No.
Was 6 jobs your senior year undergrad a part of any plan?
No.
They just happened?
I just like making money.
Sheesh.
So I did what I had to do to get some money and to keep my room and board paid.
Legally. Mm-hmm. Legal money.
I was making good money. Bartending and doing hair? That alone.
And you still serve drinks here and there. Somebody call you, get behind the bar.
I might.
Make it happen if you're super bored. At this point, are you ever bored?
No. I'm an only child, so we know how to
entertain ourselves.
You only child?
Absolutely not.
Oh damn. No, but yeah, I'm only child.
My wife was an only child.
Oh yeah, so I'm very rarely bored. Cause I have
you talk to yourself.
A little bit. And I'm a Sagittarius, so I'll always be in my head.
I don't even know what that means.
We are overthinkers.
What am I? I don't overthink at all. You a Sagittarius? Since when? And you ain't never said you were Sagittarius ever. Episode 40, you never said you were Sagittarius. Niggas love being. I see why. I hate niggas, dog. So, connect with Lo. Because you were not always.
No, it was Elador, and that made no sense.
You don't like that? I thought it was like a middle name or something.
No, love the girl. Love or something.
You don't even know what it means.
Yeah, Ella, that's girl. Adore. Love girl. But. That made no sense branding wise, and I was like, okay, this year I need to start turning it up. Who am I? What kind of business is this?
And what kind of business are you? Get shit done.
I'm a producer.
You're a new genre of people.
I think so. I'm a producer, a manager
of anything, of whatever, of this, that. That's crazy. And you don't ever just like lose your mind. Like, do you ever lose track of what's going on? On your schedule, in your life, on your calendar?
It's a quite hard question to answer. I don't think so. I mean, there are times, like here lately, I've been getting overwhelmed.
You got a planner? You do the calendar thing.
I have a whole wall.
On your wall, right. Got the calendar thing.
That I look at as soon as I wake up and as soon as I go to bed. It's always in my face.
So you always at work?
Probably.
That's cool, though, right? Because you're always doing your work.
Yeah, but you shouldn't always be working. So it's not
When are you not working?
When I'm not at somebody's event. That's what a lot of times I don't go to other people's events.
But you work when you're not at events, though. Because you're creating events.
But, like, a lot of people be wanting me to go to their events. I don't go because I feel like I'm at work.
Naturally. Yeah. Just automatically.
And
as soon
I know,
as you
walk in. The day after my party, I had went to an event. And like
you went to an event the day of your party and
I
then
did.
Came back.
I did.
You was like, I'm about to shoot over here.
Crazy.
And then come right back.
I did. Wow. I'm probably going to do that on Sparking Tequila, too. Yeah, I went and, what was I saying? I forgot.
You don't work. That's why you don't go to people's stuff.
I don't go to other people's parties a lot because I just feel like I'm at work.
So it's
like,
no offense to you other people.
It's never offense.
But y'all niggas ain't working like Lauren working.
I just feel like I'm going to be looking at the bottles and I'm going to be looking at how the booths, I'm going to be looking at how the line is set up. Like, why is your line moving and slow?
That's how my dad is. Whenever we go to a restaurant, my dad is, because he's a chef, and he's automatically they doing that wrong.
Yeah.
They doing that wrong. They need to call me. I don't like
that's
this.
That's work. Like,
absolutely. Mentally.
I need
you
to
can't
rest
relax.
My brain.
Right.
When I go to parties or when I go to a, it's just me not resting my brain.
You weren't a big party person in college, though.
I don't even know how I became a party promoter. I don't know.
I don't know if I remember you seeing you parties in undergrad ever.
I didn't go. I would do events on campus. You know,
you did on a rise.
Yep, and I did Spartan Remix.
Yeah, you had me do that. You're the reason I hosted Spartan Remix. Damn, she's been booking me for a long time.
Loyal. I'm a real one.
Okay, we're going to see what this year do.
Uh-oh.
Since the people didn't heard you. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how I came a party promoter to this day. I just know the name Twerking Tequila was stuck in my head. And
because that's,
I don't know the name. It was Twerking Tequila in my head. And I tried to do it the year before. And then you ain't know who I was. And so they never emailed me back.
Damn, niggas be on that.
And then I had.
So how did it happen the next year?
The next year, I had a segue. This my homegirl, Lauren. She wanted to know this event called Twerking Tequila. And they hit me back like, yeah, you could have a whole day.
Shit. Send niggas to Southwest.
My first
send niggas to Burner Highway.
Free and $5.
Went dumb, bro. Niggas sleep on the $5 party, dog. In an age where niggas
free
getting.
Free and $5.
How much is it going to be at the door this year?
30.
Starting off. That's what happened when you niggas play. Y'all paying a full gas tank to go to Twerking Tequila. Is it only tequila at the bar?
No.
Okay.
It'll be other alcohols, but there'll be tequila.
Can you walk in with liquor?
No.
So it's still a venue.
Yeah. No, you can't walk in.
Still getting patted down at the door.
I tried to make some things happen, but it didn't work out yet. So maybe in the future I'll have some special things, but.
Hey, y'all, listen. Y'all see the Instagram. Connect with Low.
It's me.
No underscores.
Nah.
Anywhere.
It is on Twitter.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, on Twitter it's a underscore.
Connect with Low underscore.
Yeah.
ConnectWithLow.com.
TwerkingTequila.com. TwerkXTequila.
Yeah, you did make a whole new website.
TwerkXTequila.
You paying for a lot of domains.
Business is not
fun. You got an accountant at least?
I handle my money.
You're not good at mental math. You just said this.
I know how to look at the numbers and add it up.
All right, look.
You
got a calculator? Yeah, absolutely.
She's
yelling at me. She's yelling at me. All right.
Okay. I'm not top of the head, but I know how to look at some numbers and make a spreadsheet make sense.
I can't believe this.
I handle it all myself. I don't know.
You're your only child. You have no choice. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what it's like to be. Did you play sport? Y'all didn't even have
I did.
In high school?
No, I used to play at
like a little rec type.
Uh-huh, I played tennis.
So you, damn, that's still an individual sport. Did you play doubles?
No.
Sheesh. So do you do anything with a team?
I was in orchestra.
What instrument did you play?
I played the cello and the violin.
Two individual instruments.
But that was with.
Yeah, but you definitely perform solo.
No, I will always do.
You're not big on.
No, I don't like doing stuff by myself. Like I don't host. I don't stand on stage.
Bro,
and talk.
Your whole you is by. We just had a. Bro!
I don't know.
You got to pick a side, dog.
I like to do the work myself, but I don't want to be the. Yeah.
Says the person who had. Lauren, you not. This. I don't like this no more.
What I do?
So you, first of all, at this point, you are the face. You do know that, right?
I know. Okay. I said that one day it's going to stop, though.
The good news is, and we talked about this before we turned this on, you have a cult following, and it's growing by the event.
Yes.
And what I want to tell you is this cult following started in college.
Huh?
Your heart, no. It wasn't created in college, but the people, when you started doing shit, the people who was going hard for you were your friends in college.
Absolutely.
But they were already like personalities on the timeline. Mm-hmm. So whether at that point we wanted to deem individual people as influencers, they were. Mm-hmm. Whether they just talk shit all day long, whether they like argue with people all day long, they had created a persona of them on the timeline.
Yes.
And then when your shit dropped, you're the quiet one of the group.
I am.
Like in the group of four or five, there's one quiet person, and
it's
you.
It's me. It's weird.
Everybody else is talking, screaming, dancing, drinking.
Discussion.
Yeah, like, bro. Like she's the how do you end up friends with them? Like person.
But I know everybody.
It's and weird. She got the dropping shit, and them few people was going hard, and it was a wrap after that.
And I'm thankful.
It was a rapidity rap.
Like this growth has become the growth has happened because of my peers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I
when you said you want to do that party, it made sense. When you want, it made sense. So
I feel like that's how the growth happens because people were posting my stuff for me.
Absolutely. I'm gonna be honest. I'm honored. I'm thankful. I'm grateful that you came and sat with your boy on the People's Choice podcast, man. Like I said, we've been lining up some all stars, man, for these few episodes, and I had hit you up a while ago, but you was out of town. Probably. Then you take like a mental break.
When I was in Atlanta?
Yeah, you did the Atlanta thing to put some stuff in order. Then you was like taking a little break mentally, get yourself together. Because I hit you up earlier to get on. He's like, I'm going out of town. Come back. I'm taking like a week off for that, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. I respected that. Whatever happened, I kind of forgot because other shit started happening.
You started popping?
No, we ain't there yet.
Yes, you are claiming. What you mean?
We ain't popping yet. We close. We moving. A couple more. As soon as the episode drops, it's a wrap. Once I get that cosign from Low.
Get out of here.
So I'm glad that I was able to hit you back and we put the date together. We almost missed out on this date because of Brittany the timeline. Because of me. No, it
because
is.
Because he washed.
But again, yeah.
He is his brand.
Yeah, and I'm going to take. No, that's where that brand came. That's what that name came from. The niggas who work with me described me. I was like, bro, niggas can relate. And we sold out in 39 minutes, man. So
that's amazing.
You know the feeling. So, you know, I'm glad that you was able to sit down and come kick it with us, man. Come chill with us. Come drink with us, even though you're supposed to be on a liquor fast. You broke it for the Blue Swift. You broke it for the kid.
Just a little bit.
Hey, man, it happened, man. They see. I mean, we got the Instagram name, the websites. They know where to find you, man. If you see Twerking Tequila hit the timeline, you better look twice.
Fast.
Period. There are literally people in the room right now mad that they did not get tickets the first, second, and third time. Was it the third time? Just the first two?
No, it's two.
Just first two times. So now they're about to pay a gas tank at the door.
Just get there
early. At least. Speaking of get there early, May 7th, we at Baker's, my very first residency.
Yes.
This episode probably won't drop before then, so thank you for coming to TG Tuesdays, Baker's. I'm not playing with you niggas, dog. But yeah, man, we got Torque Tequila's May 5th.
Yep.
The first one.
Of this year, yes.
Correct. You got a lot of the shit on deck. How many events do you plan at once?
Right now I'm working on 4.
Off of this calendar year?
A season.
Shit. Stunt in. Y'all know where to find me. TGTheHost.com, TGTheHost, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, the internet. Facebook, go like my page, Facebook for my, you know, for people who be on Facebook. More Entertainment, Casper Management, Magellan & Co. Is that everybody? Am I missing anybody? Martell, we see you. Nomi's Body Butter, nomisbodybutter.com, man. Little aloe butter, lemongrass, little jasmine. I'm about to put some on right now because I've been moving equipment around. I done got ashy.
Wait, hold up.
I might put it on. Angry nigga screwed this one on. Yeah, hey man, look. Y'all go cop that. Another little member of the Casper family, man. We showing love. Damn, that lens got wide. Like when a nigga high or drunk. Which one of your pupils dilate? Both? I think.
Well, I don't.
Oh, y'all know?
I don't have vices, so.
Working. Hmm? Working.
Mate, you are right.
Nomi's Body Butter.com. How many cents they got over there? 4? before. So right now I got the aloe butter in my hand, lemongrass and jasmine. Hop on the website, grab some. The body butter be hitting, dog. I'm trying to, the body butter hit. I might throw something in my hair. I'm trying to get waves.
Oh, God.
Hey, everybody good? Zach, you good? Yes, Wolf, you good? Straight? Lauren, you straight? Anything else you want to say? Shout your mama out, your dog, anybody?
Shout out to everybody that's loyal.
All right, man. Absolutely. Mario, we good? All right, Drew, you good? We out of here, man. Y'all be good. We up.
Bing! That was fun.